Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Well, 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 welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be listening to this at a later date on our podcast. But however you've decided to spend this hour with us, we're really, really glad to have you. I think most of you out there know that I've got a huge philosophy about giving back is sexy. And I think it's really important to give back to community, to make and empower other people, making them feel really good. It's a beautiful thing, and it's really, really sexy. And sometimes people have gone through some not-so-great experiences. According to Amnesty International, 1 out of 3 women around the world have experienced sexual abuse before the age of 18, and 1 out of 6 guys have experienced it as well. And with that, sometimes it's really important to be able to support some of the great organizations that work with women and children who have experienced in youth, who have experienced a negative touch, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. And with that, one of the great organizations is The Y, which I think all of us have heard of. And I've got a really special guest coming on who's doing a really fantastic event that's going to be coming up on June the 6th. I've had a chance to get to know this wonderful lady. She's been volunteering in the downtown East Side. She's also a fantastic makeup artist, entrepreneur. And she has got a wonderful, wonderful company launch coming up where it is going to be a fundraiser as well for The Y. And I'm very excited to have the lovely, the talented, the fantastic, which you'll get to see for yourself, Brandy Lifeco. Welcome to the show. Oops. Let me try that again, Brandy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I just realized, sorry about that, we just took a moment there due to my technicality stuff.
No problem.
But I think I originally met you at one of the film parties through the Celluloid Social Club, probably probably about a good 10, 11 months ago. And you've been a makeup artist for a really long time. You are a wonderful entrepreneur. And you've also done a lot of volunteer work and have worked a lot with women and children who have been in shelter system, as well as in the downtown East Side, who've experienced negative touch.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to the fundraiser coming up, I think it's fantastic, by the way, that you're doing this for Karma
Thank
Face.
Thank you.
So, and did you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the event that's coming up?
Absolutely. So Karma Face is a cosmetic line that I have developed originally as a Pay It Forward project, and it evolved into a business venture, and we are finally launching on June 6th at a fundraising event for YWCA Canada, and the event is called Face Forward. So we're having Face Forward on June 6th at the Shangri-La Hotel, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful and empowering, and we have amazing entertainment and an amazing empowering fashion show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it sounds fantastic, and you've got a dear friend of mine, Don Chubay, who has been a huge supporter of Beauty Night, and at one point I used to work with her at City TV as well, who's going to be hosting it, right?
That was exciting new news today. So we're so excited to have Don hosting the event, and some amazing entertainment too. A very close friend, Will Blunderfield, is singing at the event. We have amazing sponsors that have really become close with the story behind Karma Face and why we're doing what we're doing, and have really come on board to make an amazing event to raise funds and awareness for YWCA Canada.
Do you want to share why Karma Face?
Yeah, why the name or why the company?
Both.
So the name originated because I was just brainstorming with my sister how we wanted people to feel when they thought about this cosmetic company, the way we wanted them to feel, the same kind of feeling that you have when you give back, that amazing, sexy feeling, if you want to call it that. And the feeling of compassion and just immediately evoking more of an inner beauty than an outer beauty, which is normally associated with cosmetics. And so then Karma Vase came to light. And originally, we were coming up with this name for this business venture because I was touched by amazing communities that definitely gave me opportunities in life. After being in a women's shelter as a child, that I just wanted to be able to pay it forward. And really, I have an amazing mom that has done amazing things and has always instilled giving back into my life and my sister's lives. And I wanted to be able to continue that notion and do it in a larger light that then created a platform for other people to continue the notion of paying it forward as well.
I think that's really cool. What has been one of the responses you've gotten so far?
Oh, in this last week, the response has been overwhelming. Some of the response that I've gotten a shout-out from Will Blunderfield. He did a shout-out on Facebook, along with debuting his new song that he has recently wrote down in L.A. So that was quite amazing, as well as just some of the organizations such as YWCA Canada, who is now our corporate, our partnership, and they have been outstanding. Deborah in Toronto, in particular, with YWCA, has been a huge support in my own personal life as well as in this business venture, too. And are following in the last month and a half collaboratively amongst the people working on the Face Forward event has reached up to over 14,000 followers. So the outreach has been amazing.
No, I think that's fantastic. So paint me a picture of what the event is going to look like. So from the moment you walk through that door.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because we did a walkthrough, actually, of the event today to plan it all out, exactly what it will look like. So you walk into the beautiful Shangri-La Hotel, and up on the third floor, they have a beautiful convoy where we will have a silent auction. So when you walk in, you'll be greeted, as well as with a media wall, with our platinum sponsors, like Unity Clothing and Shangri-La Hotel, YWCA, Our Cause. And amongst that are some beautiful and amazing silent auction items, such as a gift certificate to the Chi Spa at the Shangri-La Hotel, and some amazing interactive events, too, like a date with Justin Wojtek, things like that. And then once you go through the convoy, then we have appetizers and drinks and just a space for people to socialize. Mm-hmm. And then partway through the night, and also throughout that time, we have two amazing DJs and a saxophonist as well within that space. And then continuing on that night, we then have Will Blunderfield singing beautiful songs. He's debuting one of his brand new songs on his new album, as well as he's singing his classic Hallelujah. And he's having two dancers with him on the Hallelujah, and one who debuted her career on So You Think You Can Dance Canada.
Nice.
So some amazing Vancouver talent.
That's
pretty. And then continuing the evening on, we also have a empowering fashion show, which is more about the empowerment of women, and it's women of all shapes and all sizes and all ethnicities, and they will be walking the catwalk with different empowering signs that are statistics, as well as some of the Karma Vase slogans and sayings that go with the brand.
That sounds really cool.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fantastic event. In regards to, just in terms of the monies raised, the YWCA Canada does so much great stuff, everything from daycares to shelters, etc. What are some of the key things that when you've told people about the story behind Karma Vase in regards to why it's so important, why you want to have this partnership with the Y, et cetera, and why the work that shelters do is key, what are some of the questions that you hear from people when they find out that you've been in the shelter system, like the curiosity questions?
You know, I haven't gotten too many curiosity questions as of yet, more so amazing support and encouragement.
Mm.
People are shocked just because of the position that I'm in the community as well. People are really surprised to hear that, that these types of things that touch people's lives really have no barriers in terms of class or in terms of what position you are in life. Sometimes these negative situations hit you in any perspective, in any position. And I find that people have been really shocked to hear it,
mm-hmm.
but not too many questions in terms of what the experience has been or what the shelter has done for me. I'm pretty also forthcoming in terms of how much help the shelter has given me throughout my experiences as well. So, yeah.
On that note, because I think a lot of people, as you said, it's there isn't anything where, nobody thinks that they're ever going to need it. But yet one mm-hmm. of the three women have experienced, sexual violence. And I don't have the stats in regards to physical violence, but in regards to that, and that's not including the children, et cetera. But in regards to that, is it compared to what people may or may not think about it. And I guess the reason I'm asking that question is I know when I've worked and done some work in the downtown east side, especially training new volunteers, sometimes mm-hmm. there's a lot of surprise and they're just amazed at the sense of community that there is in the shelter. Is there any certain stories of that just kind of while you were there that just made you feel really good, where it wasn't as scary, where you felt safe when you're a kid?
Looking back at my childhood, I was quite young and I didn't really remember the experience.
Yeah.
More so of what I took away from it was what my mom took away from it and watching her just being an absolute beautiful woman mm-hmm. and still wanting to continue to give back to that community, and the stories that my mom has told me in terms of what they did for her to give us some sort of semblance of normalcy in moving on with our lives and continuing to have great opportunity and not necessarily to put it behind us, but to learn from the experience and to learn our own ways of how we can help others. But personally, I don't remember too many of the experiences of being in the shelter as a child. So it definitely embedded something into myself that I don't know necessarily where it came from,
mm.
but it was definitely something that I hope never goes away and that has created this platform to continue to pay it forward.
In regards to when you're volunteering, working with women in the shelters, because I know you and I just volunteered very recently in one, is when you're volunteering, does it feel really good in terms of, and any certain key stories where when you hear them from the ladies themselves where you're like, okay, I'm really glad I'm doing what I'm doing?
It feels so amazing. And it's so liberating as well because I don't share some of the experiences that I have had, although I find going into these shelters and volunteering is therapeutic for myself as well. Just to know that these women have a chance to be okay and that they are receiving the respect and the dignity and the help and everything that they need to now continue on to an amazing path, an amazing future that they really deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the experiences, actually one of them at Beauty Night on the downtown east side, one of the first experiences that I did have was that there was a woman that we were talking and I shared with her that I had been in a shelter as well when I was younger, and I shared with her how much I love my mom and how strong I think she is. And she said, well, you're a very strong woman as well, and you're beautiful. I think that you're an angel. And I said, I teared up and I told her that I thought she was beautiful, and I asked her if she was coming back the following week because I knew I was going to be back next Tuesday. And she said, if you come back, I'll come back too. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't sure if I was going to continue to go just because it was one of my first experiences of volunteering in that kind of atmosphere. And I did feel very uncomfortable because I had a very fortunate life, and materialistically and and, you know, had many things that definitely made me feel uncomfortable leaving that community, knowing that I was going back to such a comfy lifestyle and that these women weren't. And it made me feel very, very uncomfortable at first until I made these personal connections and then didn't feel quite so bad about myself and leaving these women there. So when I left that night, I thought, you know, I feel really awkward leaving right now, just knowing that I'm going back to such a comfy life, but I need to go back for this woman on Tuesday, because if I don't go back, she's going to be on the street tonight. And that actually really impacted Karma Face as well, and really impacted wanting to move forward with a lot of different volunteering opportunities.
Thank you. When you tell people that you do what you do, do you have people sharing their own personal stories sometimes that maybe once they may not share with other people? Like just in general, where you've told them that you're doing this amazing event for the Y and just all the great work. Do you find that people are sometimes share stories in regards to perhaps their personal history, et cetera, where you've inspired and empowered them to move forward and to try to change things? So whether or not getting involved with their own communities, getting involved with the Y itself, or in other capacities.
Absolutely. In fact, that's kind of how our core team putting together this event for Face Forward has taken place. After sharing, I worked on Karma Face for 4 years. This is now the fourth year of the venture, and I just decided to launch it now. And so in the last month and a half, I shared my story and shared my brand that I had created as this platform to pay it forward, and immediately I had a lot of response. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, everybody just gets response like this. But then I did have some people approach me, and one of them was Justin of the Five Agency. Mm-hmm. Who was really touched by my story and about my values and philosophy in business as well, in constantly feeling the moral obligation to give back and have that the main reason as to why I'm doing what I'm doing, and to always focus on the why. And so he then joined on board and wanted to do this event. Mm-hmm. Which is then how Face Forward actually ended up taking place, because he was very inspired by why I was doing what I was doing. And then from there, he had exposed Karma Face to a couple other people too, and they came on board too, sharing stories of friends and families or even themselves that have been touched by domestic violence or by any type of violence. Mm-hmm. And so they have come on board, and really everybody involved in the Face Forward project is involved with full-heartedly and involved for a particular reason and for a particular cause. Or a particular person that they have in mind. And so everybody on the Face Forward team has been touched and inspired. And now in getting all of this response from the public as well, we're learning that it's really empowering mm-hmm. Other people as well to know that, you know, they're not alone.
Mm-hmm. How has this experience changed you from going from where it was an idea in your head 4 years ago to where you're at now?
That's such a great question, Caroline, because it's really just been in the last week that it's been so overwhelming with support that I can feel it really, really changing the energy of myself. Mm. It's that feeling that you get. I know how much volunteer work you do, Caroline. It's absolutely inspirational. And so I know that you know that feeling that just makes you glow inside when you know that you're helping and empowering other people. And really it's why I get up in the morning now. You know, everybody has bad days and everybody is fighting their own battle. And Karma Face has really become almost this ultra ego to me that is all dedicated to giving back, that has really changed my life, that it's a lot of the reason why I get up in the morning when, you know, it's one of those bad days. I know that I'm getting up and empowering other people through Karma Face. And I don't know any other cosmetic company that really looks at it in that point of view. And I really think that Karma Face has the capability of changing the beauty industry to evolve into something that's a lot less vain and a lot more about the inner beauty of these women and men and whomever wants to wear Karma Face.
We're going to take a really quick short break. When we come back, I want to find out more. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And we're back in Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. So if you're just joining us right now, we've been talking to the lovely, the beautiful, and absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing Karma Face founder, Brandy. And I'm really, really glad to have you on the show. So welcome back to the second half of the show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I think it's, during the break, we're just chatting about, even though it's, you know, you've got a partnership with the YWCA Canada, you're also supporting other organizations as well. And I just would love for you to share that, which not all companies are doing things like this. And I think it's really cool that you're changing the world through that as well.
Thank you. Yeah. So we do have a partnership with YWCA Canada, which obviously, and Caroline has stated too, is just an amazing organization that supplies shelters to over 25,000 women in Canada. And then we are producing a limited edition lip gloss for the Maple Battalion Memorial Fund as well, for an amazing and beautiful lady, Maple, who had lost her life to domestic violence last year in September. So we're developing that lip gloss, and a dollar from every lip gloss sold will go to the Maple Memorial Fund. And then as well as a dollar from all of our regular collection goes towards YWCA Canada. Mm. And then we are also working with various other charities to develop limited edition products, to develop sustainable funds for them as well. And we also do have a spot on our website that if you have a foundation that has touched you personally, that you would like to give back to them through Karma Face, then we will personally develop a product for your foundation as well as a limited edition fund development contribution to your foundation.
That's really cool. And is that all around the world or are mainly at this stage in Canada?
Right now, we're just in Canada. I mean, we launch on June 6th, so we'll see how it goes from there. And hopefully, we will reach many other countries in the near future is our hope.
I think that's fantastic. I think it's really neat as well that, because sometimes when people want to change the world, they think, and I hear it a lot, where it's just like, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to start a charity. And I think sometimes by doing it in terms of, and I know this is going to sound very business-like, but doing it from a business perspective, I think is really amazing. As an example, I've had the Lunapad girls on the show before, which they have created Lunapads, which are basically where you can rewash them, reuse them, menstrual products. And what they've done is they actually shared their patterns with a organization in Uganda who created a social enterprise where the women over there have created a company called AfriPads 4 years ago. So they were able to go over there for several weeks in January, and that was pretty awesome where they're able to see the social enterprise part. So it's really neat how businesses in general are starting to evolve, and I think it's fantastic that you're on the forefront of that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really interesting to see some of these companies, for example, Tom's Shoes as well, another really popular one that when you buy shoes, then a pair of shoes goes to a child as well. I think that it's really important for entrepreneurs to be able to look at why they're doing what they're doing and really focus in on that, and why Karma Face exists is restoring inner beauty and paying it forward. So that needs to be our main focus in terms of our business structure. And I think that it's amazing that other businesses are focusing on that too.
No, it really is. We're really lucky on the West Coast. We've got the Social Venture Institute as well, which it's one of the ones that I want to check out on a personal level as well, where they have the retreats in Hollyhock. They've also actually got a group where it's a networking group for entrepreneurs who are really focused on changing the world. So that one's pretty cool as well. So we're lucky we do have some resources on the West Coast.
You got to hook me up with those, Caroline.
I definitely will. There's some really, truly amazing ladies out there and men as well. So it's quite wonderful where just really changing the world, which I think is really, really key. In regards to moving full forward, if you could basically click your heels 3 times and push it forward 5 years from now, what would you like to see in regards to in terms of Karma Face, and especially with Face Forward, if this was like, say, you're celebrating the 5th year and you're going to go and speak to the audience and just basically share like, hey, let's celebrate what we've done in the last 5 years. What were some of those key things be? What would that speech sound like?
Oh, that's a great question too. So I would definitely, in 5 years from now, looking at this year, we're actually doing Face Forward in Vancouver and then Edmonton and then Toronto in early 2013 as well. So I would love to continue to have these fundraising events for these various different charities. For example, when we launch the Maple Foundation lip gloss, then we'll also do a charity event at that time as well for her foundation. I would love to just bring on other people and have them tell their stories. And at our 5-year speech, I would like to have, similar to what we're doing at Face Forward, is having people who have been touched by some of these issues and these concerns, but have now propelled forward into an amazing light with amazing opportunities and really look forward to every day as a new day and are now continuing to pay it forward. I would love to have just a celebration for these people, and that's essentially what Karma Face is for, So it would just be a big party of lots of fun, and in our speech, we would just continue to say thank you. In 5 years from now, I'm just going to have even more reasons to be thankful and grateful, so it's just going to have to be a bigger party.
If you were able to take Karma Face into the school system, so for children who had, because if one out of three women before the age of 18 around the world have experienced sexual violence, mm-hmm. and one out of six men have as well, the stats are, you know, I don't have the stats for as a child, but if you were able to go and do talks, say, in the school system, because they were like, hey, we'd love to have you come on in and speak to the kids, what would you like to say?
I would like to tell the kids that you can make a difference, and that you can be strong, that you are strong, that you're beautiful, and that you create your own future, and these things that have happened to you don't define you, and that you are beautiful on your own, and that you can create a beautiful world free of domestic violence or of sexual abuse or of any way that you've been touched in negative light. You can turn that into strength, and that you can really live an amazing life and help others, and that you don't need to be a victim, that you can be strong and use this for something to propel yourself forward and create your own opportunities.
I think that's fantastic. And I know this is going to sound like a weird thing. Have you had some really key stories that have come up? It's sounding like this last week, it's really just been starting to just flow, where people have just told you it's already starting to change their lives.
I've had some very close people, definitely, in my life that have said that my story has definitely influenced them to be able to, you know, move forward with their dreams and to feel strong and empowered and continue to move forward. And I mean, that means the world to me. Really, all I'm trying to do is say thank you. And if that instills something in their life, then I mean, that's all the thanks that you could possibly give. So there's definitely been some amazing thanks thrown back as well to Karma Face. My best friend Kelsey has actually just moved to Vancouver, and she's been heavily involved in Karma Face as well, and it's definitely changed her life in Vancouver. And all of the core team that we have working on Face Forward too, are all people that I've newly met, and it's definitely changed their lives as well already in a short period of time. Without even launching yet, which is amazing.
I think that's fantastic. And for those of us who do, which I do, wear makeup, what are some things you can tell me? Because I know when we've chatted pre-show chat, you've mentioned it's more of a luxury line. And I am not a makeup artist, even though I know a fair amount about makeup. So what does that mean in regards to like the type of makeup, etc.?
It's so funny too, because not many people have even asked about the makeup. It's been so focused on the story, but the makeup is developed in Canada. We work with an amazing laboratory in Toronto, and it is made, it's hypoallergenic, and we are launching with 15 items, and we're launching with... our lipstick is called Mark, and it's a signature red lipstick, and that's our first lipstick that we're launching with, as well as foundation, concealer, and a clear lip gloss, and mascara and eyeliner. And our eyeliner is called Willpower, after Will Blunderfield, who is also a very inspirational and empowering West Coast man. So, the product... it's made in Canada, hypoallergenic, and smells like vanilla. It's scented by vanilla extract, and it feels wonderful on your face as well. And as a makeup artist, I developed it in mind with what people have told me they like within their cosmetics, what they don't like, and what I would wear myself, as well as just keeping in mind a very basic line for people that don't necessarily wear a lot of makeup, because it's not really about the makeup, it's about the inner beauty and the way that this makeup's going to make you feel when you put it on.
In regards to the makeup, will the models have all the makeup on as well? I'm visualizing them with the red lipstick and everything as they start.
At face forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are going to have, I guess we can call it the signature face forward look, because it's just going to be the products that are being originally launched in the line. Mm-hmm. So they will just be wearing very basic red lipstick, black liner, and black mascara.
Always reminds me of Betty Page, actually, which it's, I always think of that with lots of contour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful look.
And very classic, but beautiful and sexy at the same time.
A red lip always makes you feel sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things, because you mentioned scented, like vanilla, a hypoallergenic. As a makeup artist, what are some of the things that people are concerned with? Like, the first things that come to mind are just sometimes certain types of products, like, so in terms of being itchy, testing on animals, those kinds of things, if it was made in Canada, and I'm just throwing stuff out there so you can and say, like, other things that, like, in terms of how you crafted the line with the company.
Yeah, so one thing in particular, for example, with lip gloss, one thing that really bothers me, it really bothers when I'm applying it on clients, is when the lip gloss is very heavy and sticky. So we actually have a lip glaze that will be produced for the Maple Battaglia Memorial Fund, as well as various other charity contributions, and it's a glaze. So it's almost like it feels silky on your lips. And it just feels phenomenal. I get addicted to it. And it also tastes really good. So those are two things that definitely, as a makeup artist, people always tell you that, you know, my makeup feels really heavy, or, you know, it's really uncomfortable, or for stuff that's appropriate for sensitive skin as well. So the foundation is actually water-based, and it's a light coverage. It's a light to medium coverage as opposed to a heavy coverage. It's more like a tinted moisturizer. And the lipstick is long-lasting. However, it's almost an infusion of the gloss as well. So it goes on very, very smooth, and it tastes good, and it smells good. And it's just a very light line that doesn't apply heavy, and it doesn't weigh your face down at all. It's much about not only the business structure, but also the manufacturing of the product is more about really just enriching your natural beauty.
No, I think that's really cool. You know what? One thing we have not done is let people know, if they're listening right now, how they can contact you for both tickets for the event, but just to find out more.
Oh my goodness! Of course.
You plugged your website once.
Everybody, if they could visit KarmaFaceCosmetics.com, which has actually just launched yesterday, and you can view all of our products online, as well as place any pre-orders that will then be shipped on the launch of June 6th. And yeah, and you can also purchase tickets there, as well as on tickets tonight.ca. Vancouver Tourism has been so generous in posting us on their site as well. As well as if you check out Face Forward on Twitter, I believe Justin is our social media guru, but I believe our hashtag is FaceForward060612.
Cool.
And you can also check out Karma_Face at Twitter, and also on Facebook. You can search us up there too.
That's fantastic. And in regards to where to buy it in Vancouver, once you have the launch is going on, like, can people actually physically buy it at the launch, or can they place orders, and will there be an area where people can test and try it as well?
Absolutely. We will have some product at the launch. It won't be there for purchase, but we will have testers so you can try it out, as well as at our media wall. You can have pictures with it and have your picture posted onto the site as a member who's paying it forward. And we are in talks with stores in the Vancouver area to be able to have it purchased at retailers as well. And as well as in Edmonton and Toronto, there will be retailers carrying it as of this summer. So after the launch, if you do visit KarmaFaceCosmetics.com, then you can see a list of the retailers that will be carrying it in your area.
That's fantastic. We're going to take a really quick short break, and we will be right back. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. And during the break, I'm going to encourage everyone to go and visit the website. Can you plug it for me one more time, pretty please?
Yeah, it's KarmaFaceCosmetics.com.
Perfect. And we will be right back as soon as I can find this ad. Yes, it's Caroline's technical challenge part.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
And we're back at Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining me right now, I've got the lovely, the beautiful Brandy Liefko from, and I've just pronounced your last name wrong, so please forgive me, Brandy Liefko, who is from Karma Face Cosmetics, and they are doing this absolutely amazing launch where we're going to be raising lots of money for the YWCA Canada on June the 6th, and it's really exciting. And before the break, we were just touching base about just some of the things that were really important to people in regards to makeup, and one of the things we just wanted to bring up as well is that the cosmetics have not been tested on animals. So I just had to say that for those of you out there who were wondering in regards to that, because I always wonder that question. So yeah, I thought I'd just bring that one up.
Thanks, Caroline.
You're welcome. So what's next for you? You've got, like, with the launch, everything else. So what comes after this?
You know, after this, maybe I'll get
huge.
To sleep is kind of what I'm thinking. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the launch taking place in 2 weeks. And then we are also doing the YWCA Canada is having their annual event in Guelph, Ontario. Mm. So that's on June 16th. And Karma Face will be there, as well as then we will be in Toronto in negotiations with retailers there come the summer, too. And then we'll do a launch of the Maple Gloss in September, as well as we'll do the Face Forward launch for the product in Edmonton as well come the fall of this year. And then moving forward to do Face Forward as well in Toronto in the spring of next year. And then we'll just kind of see where things are at from there and, just continue to pay it forward.
That's really cool. How can people get involved?
Well, we would love to hear people's stories. I think it's so empowering when people share their stories and give back to those who have helped them. So if you visit KarmaFaceCosmetics.com and click on Pay It Forward, you can actually share your story with us just via email and let us know if there's a foundation that you would like to pay it forward to. And we would love to be in collaboration with these amazing, strong people who have gone through different experiences in their life to create sustainable funds for these foundations that really can make a difference in the world.
I think that's fantastic. And I do have one question. You made the joke about being able to sleep because you've been going so crazy. Other things that are coming up, because I know we've mainly focused about the company, et cetera. Is there anything that this year, at the end of this next year, that you'd be super happy if you were able to achieve, like, as well as, like, in terms of the, you know, body, mind, spirit balance? Because I know you're getting really fulfilled right now, but just on the other end too, just other things that would feel, just add, sweeten the pot even more, because it's sounding like you've got this beautiful sense of abundance right now and great, and just gratitude in regards to the wonderful things. But what else would you love?
You mean like personally that yeah. I could do, or?
Personally, yes.
Yeah, one thing that I would love to do come the winter again is I used to figure skate, and I haven't really had a lot of time to do that, and it's really kind of a form of therapy for me, and I love the way I feel when I'm out on the ice, so I would love to start skating again and just take some time to do that, and I would love to go on vacation someplace warm, maybe with my mom and my sisters. That would be very nice, and yeah. Those are my goals for the wintertime.
Well, I think those are really key because I think we sometimes, well, I know I'm guilty of it sometimes where I just don't spend as much time as I should with friends and family. So mm-hmm. It's really important sometimes to just make it a priority because our relationships with those who are in our lives, they're gold. They really are. And it's really important, especially when we're doing the work where it's helping people heal, bringing joy to people, but making sure that those who sometimes, yeah, just making sure we give those opportunities. It's so key.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that too, because when you are full-heartedly giving back to these communities, and sometimes you forget then about the individuals in your life that you really, in personal life, that you really need to pay gratitude to. Not that you forget them, but sometimes when you become so busy, it's easy to take them for granted. So it's good to spend a couple of minutes even just in your day to breathe and just, you know, breathe and stay grounded and centered and, you know, take some time to really. For me, it's my mom and my sisters. Actually, before I called in, I spent some time on the phone with my sister in Ontario, who I hadn't spoken to in a while, and things like that. That it's just important to stay grounded within your own life so that you can continue to give back to other people. Because when you're drained, you have nothing to give. So.
It's so true. And I think that's a really key point, because if you are drained and you've got nothing to give, all you do is deplete yourself and eventually hurt those who you're trying to help, as opposed to being able to be fully able to heal in a proper way.
Exactly.
One of the last things I wanted to say was, and this is just a comment and I'd love for you to add to it, is it sounds like you've had some really fantastic role models in your life. Your mother sounds like a huge, wonderful role model.
I have. My mom is an amazing role model, and I have two older sisters who actually I have more older sisters, but I have two biological older sisters that I'm very close with and are huge inspirations in my life. And if anybody comes to the Face Forward event in Edmonton, you'll get to meet them because they live in Edmonton there. And they are amazing women worth meeting for sure. And I have amazing friends, which has been really, really empowering in some situations that I've been in my life, that really I couldn't ask for better friends than Ash and Kelsey and Will, who are all also a part of the Face Forward event. And I think that it's so important to just surround yourself with people who you would want to be, you know, and in that they instill all of these morals and values and just empower you to be a better person. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I really focus on, in surrounding myself with people who really inspire me.
I think that's really key. And before we wrap the show, one of the things I did want to touch on is, if you had any advice to give or any thoughts you wanted to share in regards to if you've either someone has gone through where they might be considering wanting to access the services of a shelter because they are in a domestic violent relationship, or they suspect a friend or a family member may be, like perhaps just some insight in regards to just being able to encourage without shutting them down and making them feel safe and okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard situation to be able to find that balance to not have them shut you out, and not because they don't trust you or whichever, but just simply because of the situation that they're in. Something that I found really made a huge difference in my life and maybe even perhaps saved my life was that I made promises to other people, because I knew that in any of my given situations that I wasn't loving myself as much as I should, so I would have never left for myself. And so just having these powerful and strong women, not even just women, people around me that I could make promises to without them even knowing what was going on or why I was making these promises, that it was able to kind of propel things forward. So just being there as a silent board, not even talking about the situation, but just knowing that you're there is something that's really important, and knowing that they have somewhere to turn to help when they're ready.
And I think that's really key is allowing someone to be heard however they choose to be heard that day. And I know that sounds very ambiguous, but I hope listeners out there get that. And I'm going to reiterate, we've had Dr. John Gray on the show at one point where he actually encourages for healthy relationships that guys in general, let your women speak for about 15 or 20 minutes where it's like, okay, go, and just let them speak about whatever they want to share and where they can just talk. And it doesn't matter what they talk about, but just let them be heard. And then from there, you can go into your man cave and for women to give honor men and give them that opportunity, just so that they can heal, they can take care of themselves and let themselves fill up as well, because both are really important. And I'm just going to encourage, especially if there's a situation where you're not sure what's going on in someone's life, but you know someone's uncomfy and you suspect something may, just being supportive, just letting them know that you love them. And you love them unconditionally. And if it does come to resource-wise as well, just letting them know that there are some great organizations out there like the YWCA Canada, which there's some fantastic resources all around the world. But in Canada, we're very lucky. We've got some wonderful ones. So
very much so, yeah. Being understanding without judgment, I think, is a very important thing, and these organizations definitely lend that ear and that hand with no judgment and with a lot of understanding.
Very much so. And there are some great resources locally as well through BC Women's Hospital. They've done several conferences regarding, if you Google the Building Bridges Conference, where it's a collaboration from the support workers who work directly with women who have experienced a domestic violence, physical violence, sexual violence, emotional violence, the authorities in terms of healthcare. And as well as that, just the police as well, and mental health. So then that way, by getting everybody to work together, so people don't feel victimized as well when they go into the system. So that it's safer, where people aren't having to repeat their stories over and over again because of some of the privacy laws.
Yeah. There's another amazing organization as well, which I didn't mention that I am involved in is the Rape Relief and Women's Shelter in Vancouver. And they are actually having a walkathon this Sunday on May 27th in Stanley Park. So I will be there, and the Face Forward team will be there as well. So if anybody wanted to come down and join and walk for an amazing cause and get fit and feel sexy, that would be lots of fun.
Which, on that note, for any of the organizations we've mentioned tonight, whether it be the YWCA Canada, Vancouver Rape Relief, there's the one that you're making the lipstick for that the name is escaping me right now, so please jump in. With
for the Maple Battalion Memorial Fund.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If there's any that just kind of jump when you're hearing this, listeners, please Google, please contact Karma Face if you want to get involved to volunteer, to contribute money. And of course, perhaps buy cosmetics, or those of you who have an organization whose really, your heart is really dear to it. Again, you can fill out on their website where you can see if it might be a fit in alignment with the values, and perhaps find a way to raise funds through Karma Face as well. And of course, most important, please come to the launch on June the 6th, which mm-hmm. will be really, really wonderful. And it's at the Shangri-La, is it not?
It is. It's at the beautiful and generous Shangri-La. And I have to send a special thank you to Sally and Stephanie at the Shangri-La. They are so generous and very much on board with our cause and helping out. So thank you.
That's absolutely fantastic. And for those who may be tuning in at this time, if you could plug your website one more time.
Yeah, it's KarmaFaceCosmetics.com.
Thank you so much, Brandy.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for having me.
You're welcome. And up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
2012 Grammy Award winners Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city.